Last week, the Motion Picture Association of America established the new rating NC-17 as an alternative to the controversial X. The first film to receive the new rating is Henry and June. In Dedham, Massachusetts, town officials are threatening to close a movie theater if it shows Henry and June. The movie is based on the uncensored version of Eliasnin's diaries, which were first published in 1986. Owen Gleiberman has a review.
There's no doubt in my mind that Philip Kaufman has become one of the great American directors. His last film, The Unbearable Lightness of Being, was a triumph, one of the sexiest and most haunting movies ever made about the differences between lust and love. The movie worked because it had plenty of both. In Henry and June, Kaufman is trying to deepen the erotic explorations of unbearable lightness. But this new movie feels arty and distant. Kaufman's gotten hold of a great subject. Henry and June is set in Paris in the early 30s and tells the story of three famously obsessive romantics. At the center is Henry Miller, the great visionary lowlife of American fiction. There's also his wife June, a Brooklyn dance hall girl who became his muse and scapegoat. And there's Eliasnin, the proto-feminist bourgeois who thirsted for sensuality, liberation, and danger. In the movie, Anais falls for both Henry and June. With Henry, her fellow writer, it's a meeting of minds and bodies. She becomes his student in passion. But it's June whom Anais is truly in love with. After many fits and starts, Henry and June becomes a feminist awakening movie, the story of a lesbian attraction that, for Nin, is really a dawning of the self. At the same time, she's still devoted to Miller, who we see completing his exhilaratingly scuzzy masterpiece, Tropic of Cancer.
Finished now?
Not yet. Now we've got to get it published.
Published? Who'll publish it? I know what they'll say. There's even laws against what I've written. But I feel good now. I'm ready to celebrate my failure.
I won't let you be a failure. I'll make the world listen to you, I promise. I'm ready now to call on the Pope, on all the kings, and on all the editors and the publishers in the world to get them to support you.
The biggest disappointment of Henry and June is that after all the controversy surrounding its original X rating, the movie isn't very erotic. It certainly has plenty of sex scenes, but most of them are so relentlessly fraught with meaning that the film ends up treating eroticism as a form of higher education. Watching Henry and June, you could easily forget that one of the main reasons people fall into bed with each other is to enjoy themselves. The actors are lively and talented, but the characters they're playing never seem quite organic. Fred Ward overdoes Miller's Brooklyn growl and plays him as a kind of smiling, macho Mr. Life Force. What Ward doesn't suggest, except in one or two scenes, is Miller's despair, his intellectual sensitivity. As Anais, Maria de Medeiros certainly looks the part, and she's appealingly impish. Yet her spiritual questings have little weight on screen. As a writer, Nin had a tense, exploratory mind that's scarcely in evidence here. Surprisingly, the most convincing moments belong to Uma Thurman's June. In a way, the spectacularly gorgeous Thurman has no place in this movie. Henry Miller's entire liberating notion of sexuality centered on women who don't look like Uma Thurman. But she gives June a touching awkwardness, especially in the scenes where she yearns to be idealized in her husband's writing. The other characters talk about passion. Thurman's June is the one who catches fire.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.